Melanie Rubin for Parenting Aces. Beautiful day here at Stowe Stadium. Boys, 18s, quarterfinals, halfway done. Right here, I have with us...
Luca Corintelli.
From?
Alexandria, Virginia.
And?
Jared Donaldson.
From?
Gloucester, Rhode Island.
Boys, you playing today?
Yep, against each other.
Against each other, yet you're sitting here, having water, talking, hanging out.
Yeah.
Is that tough to do, Luca?
No, I think it's normal. We've known each other for a couple of years and stuff, so we've become friends. And yeah, obviously on the court, it's going to be a little bit different. We're not going to be talking to each other on the changeovers. But yeah, I mean, I think we're both good enough competitors to be able to be civil off the court.
Jared, what's your feeling?
I mean, maybe before when I was a little younger, I was a little more like immature, and I would think that, you know, oh, I can't talk to my opponent before the match. But now, you know, I feel like that's the wrong attitude, because it just makes, for me, it makes me more tense. And if I'm more relaxed and I talk to my opponent, I think it's fine. And like Luca said, you know, we've known each other for a while and we're good friends. So I think that it doesn't matter.
What are your plans after junior tennis, Luca?
I'm attending the University of Virginia coming in 2 weeks from now. I just was there for a summer session, so I'm excited to represent that university and, you know, strive to get another NCAA championship.
That's awesome. And you, Jared?
Well, I mean, I've gone back and forth. You know, I've gone from wanting to be a lawyer to a spy to a poker player. But, I mean, now that, I mean, after tennis, I want to be a trader on Wall Street. And my eventual goal is to be a hedge fund manager, so got to shoot for the moon, I guess.
Awesome. Now, gentlemen, this is a show that mostly tennis parents listen to. Jared, what advice do you have for tennis parents that are listening?
I mean, that's kind of a tough one for me, because I'm not a parent, obviously, but...
But as a player, you've seen tennis parents around.
Yeah.
What advice do you have for them?
I mean, I think the biggest advice is that the parent needs to be involved in this, in the kid's tennis. Like, they need, like, for me, I'd be involved, but I wouldn't necessarily, you know, I see some parents who are maybe too overbearing or get too intense into the match, and they affect their kid's play, I like when parents are intense. Like, they want their son or daughter to achieve in tennis, but they're not overbearing, or they don't put too much pressure, because then I think, tennis is a game, right? And we all do it to have fun, where sometimes I think it, for some parents and players, they lose that focus, that it's just a game and it's just for fun. I obviously want to win, but, you know, you can't let that, you can't have too much pressure on yourself, or otherwise you won't succeed.
Great answer. Luca, anything you want to add to that?
Just... let the kids play, you know, be their support system no matter what's going on, you know, through the ups and downs, but don't let your dreams take over their tennis. So if they want to stop playing, or if they want to keep playing, just be their support system and, you know, be with them at all times and make them feel comfortable, just so they know at the end of the day they'll still be loved by their families and stuff. That means a lot, I think.
Luca, I think I asked you this in another interview, but Jared, if you had to pick one thing that's your favorite part about the National Hard Courts here in Kalamazoo, what's your favorite thing?
You
can pick two if it's tough.
Not the referees.
Yeah, not the referees. I usually have a problem with them at every tournament, but I mean, I think maybe the biggest thing is, I don't know, I mean, I like the atmosphere, actually. Like, I like especially the main site, Stowe. I think it's a really good place to play tennis. It has good good stands, good viewing, and, you know, I like the courts also. And I just think the atmosphere is really great. Like, it feels like a pro tournament, and I think that's, like, a good thing for these kids to get exposure to.
Boys, I wish you both luck. I hope you have a wonderful match, and go out there.
Thank you.